And it's sort of like Sun Ra meets doom metal or something. I don't know how to describe it, but it's very heavy, no vocals, groany, riffy.
And we're talking with Quintron about his Weather Warlock project, which is coming to the Alana State Historic Site for Groundswell Saturday, September 19th, 2015, playing the Weather Warlock synthesizer that uses the rain, wind, temperature, moon, lightning, and other weather effects to make sounds?
Yeah, wind speed, velocity, moisture, UV, which is basically, you know, intensity of sunlight, temperature, and that's it.
And so are all the shows you're playing outdoors?
Well, the sensors sit, some of them are completely outdoors. All of them must have a space for the weather sensors to sit outdoors so that they can accept signals from the heavens. But in some cases, like we're playing inside and then we run the wire, there's a 100-foot cable that goes to the weather sensors and they sit just outside. But it's ideal if the whole thing is outside and people can kind of see what's going on.
And at Groundswell, you're going to be playing on a large hill overlooking the Catskill Mountains and the Hudson River, and so everything will be outside. And so basically the weather, that whatever that day is, September 19th, will affect the performance at Groundswell and becomes the performance.
I'll be the only one there praying for rain.
Well, last year the event was all in the clouds. There was a big fog and some rain, but mostly fog.
Let's hope that happens.
So
perfect.
It was really beautiful, yes. And so that would give a richer performance?
Not ruinous rain. Mild rain and extreme cloud coverage would be some very interesting sonic output. Because when the UV fluctuates on a really cloudy day, those sensors just go bonkers. It's great.
Yeah, well, I think the most often weather at the site seems to be like these big puffy white clouds that go by and sometimes throw a little shade, and then oftentimes it's sunny. So
sunny, still day is the most boring sounding day you could ever ask. So the most perfect idyllic summer day or fall day is not going to sound good. We want some action.
And what got you into trying to harness the weather for sound? Have you used this in a hurricane yet, I guess, is the New Orleans question you probably get asked too often.
New Orleans, of course I have, yeah. It's been through two hurricanes, one proper hurricane, and several tropical storms.
And
you know, the weather is something that it figures very prominently as a character in everyone's lives in New Orleans and in many places in the world, of course, but maybe more so here in tropical environments and places that are where the populace is literally threatened potentially on a yearly basis with pretty extreme weather events. It's on your mind. And I've been building synthesizers for years and years and years, and it's all about sensors and activation, and it's been in... I can't give you a single nutshell reason why I did this. It's just...
There wasn't a slap-your-forehead moment?
It was a slap-your-forehead moment, but then I didn't do it probably for about 5 years. I didn't act on it.
Because it's a lot of work, probably.
Yeah. Without going into too much detail, I found myself with a lot of free time all of a sudden. And I was like, well, now is the time to get on this project and make it happen. Because like anything else, any other invention or anything like this, it's a process of trial, error, failure, and rebuild. And that takes, you know, months or years to really get you someplace. And I'm certainly think that there's further to go with this project and new sensors and refining the sensors. But I'm very happy with the point that it's at now.
So how did the hurricane compare to just a normal rainstorm?
Oh, I'd have to play it for you, but the main thing is that the wind sensors are moving very, 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 very fast, and they start creating sounds that you would never hear on a regular, even windy day. They're going so fast that you can't even hear the pulsations anymore. And the closest thing I can compare it to is like the sound of like a herd of angry ducks. It's not relaxing. But neither is a hurricane, so it shouldn't be.
Do the sounds try to approximate the sound that they're input?
Well, sort of. No, sort of. You can kind of. The only oscillator that I built to mimic the actual physical phenomenon is rain. And that one I built to, it's all electronic, but I built it to sound like rain so that you would know, you know, when it's raining outside, it kind of makes a sound. But the other ones aren't really, you know, temperature doesn't sound like anything.
The moon?
The moon doesn't sound like anything. The moon in and of itself doesn't have a...